Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining report live from the Brown and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 45. And currently, it is 21 with clear skies at East High School.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Cheese Day and National DJ Day?
National Cheese Day.
All your Gouda.
All your cheesy DJs. Shut up.
Shut up, Brian.
You just wanted to play that drop.
I did. I mean, you said it's National DJ Day, so I had to get a little bit in.
Duh. Of course. Then we also have the morning gossip that'll be going down at your 23s. Mary J. Blige responds to fans saying they want the sad Mary, and that Drewski skit on mega churches. Was it too far? Gospel rapper Lecrae weighs in.
Preach up.
We got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. But D, today, give me a big old burrito with everything in it, man. Everything that I like, at least, which is very minimal.
Right. Same thing I would get. Meat and cheese.
Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Discomfort pushes you to be successful. Success enables you to be comfortable. Don't get too comfortable and don't get too uncomfortable. When you're comfortable, remind yourself that you're risking complacency and take steps to counter that trend. When you're uncomfortable, let that discomfort motivate you to improve your situation. In the feeling of comfort, recognize the opportunity and necessity of taking on new challenges. In a state of discomfort, feel the energy of your desire as it compels you to take effective action. When taken to the extreme, both comfort and discomfort bring you to the same place. It's a place of apathy, despair, and inaction, and a place you never want to be. Instead, realize when you're headed too far one way or another and follow the appropriate response, which is to take positive action. Whether you're comfortable or uncomfortable, that's always the best way forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 45, and currently it is 19 with clear skies at Swopel. Actress and former member of 3LW, Natiri Naughton, shares there was a one-year rule her husband had before they officially dated.
So he had this whole thing, the one-year rule. He was like, I don't want to be exclusive with anybody until a year. And I was like, who wait even a year? I don't know many guys that have that kind of standard, like to wait a year. We were just friends. Then we started to date. Then he proposed a year later. But I'm so glad that I was patient with him.
That's an interesting thing. Do you feel like people should have maybe go through all the seasons with somebody before you take them seriously?
Yeah, you would be,
I agree.
To do that.
Yeah. You don't. I feel like sometimes you really do need to just kind of wait it out. Why move so fast? Take your time and be patient with things. And I think it's true that you really should know somebody when they're broke, when they're down bad. Like, if you have a moment, they got a flat tire, I need to see how you react when life really hits you.
Can you stand the rain?
Yep. No, literally. That's what it. Exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Record exec Matthew Knowles, and of course the father of Beyonce, is opening up about his decades-long career in music and answers, who was the most difficult to work with? And I'm telling you, the answer might
standard,
be
like, mm-hmm, to wait
very
a year.
Surprising.
We were just friends. And
Mark!
Like, but with Matthew Knowles, his conversation was his group Trinity. I don't know if anybody remembers the gospel group Trinity. I do because
my
I had a couple.
Yep. I built the number one gospel label. They were the Trinity 5-7.
Why do gospel artists give you the hardest time?
Whoa.
Now that's shocking. They supposed to be praying and interceding.
Right.
Won't they do it?
Is that before they get their drink on or after?
Oh, wow.
Yikes. So,
talk about church hurt.
Yeah, that don't help. And of course, I saw some gospel artists in the comments that was like, you know, they hate this. You know, but of course, not everybody is like that. Of course, in every industry, you have your people. So,
yeah,
interesting enough.
Everybody need prayer, and no man is above or beneath what, yes, you know, they're going through.
Yeah,
so
just because somebody is in the church don't mean that they ain't got their vices.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
There was a story, B. A school bus driver in New Orleans is accused of walking away from the bus and deserting six children that were left on that bus. Mm. Police said officers found the bus with six students inside and determined that the driver and a student got into an argument, causing the driver to pull over and leave the bus. No other details, including the student's age, their schools, or driver's identity, were immediately available. Police said that they were still searching for the bus driver. And this also happened about 8:10 in the morning. What are your thoughts on that? Because that is wild. I mean, because then you're abandoning a bunch of other children. Do we know how that argument was escalating?
So I go a bunch of different ways, mm-hmm, with this, because whenever I think about this, I just think about a bunch of scenarios that could go on that could have triggered whatever happened.
Right.
So have you ever been on a school bus with a bunch of kids lately? Have you done that lately?
No, but I was a camp counselor for a while, and them days.
But bruh, some of these kids is ruthless, and they could say the most ignorant things in the world. Now, mm-hmm, it's one thing, okay, all right, everybody ain't mature enough to just let things slide off, yeah, and everybody don't have thick skin or whatever.
Facts.
What I've seen in the past, I've seen school bus drivers get up and try and reprimand
everybody
children themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right, they try to throw some fisticuffs,
Lord,
and try to square up with the kids,
yeah,
or whatever. You don't want that to happen.
Definitely not.
So it's like, all right, if we're not going to do that, then let me pull over, let me chill out, let me cool out, mm-hmm, and just leave the situation alone.
Yeah.
I just look at a thing of, damn, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah, it could have.
But then on the other hand, like, you're being irresponsible because you're leaving all these other kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just do that.
There's so many factors there.
Especially
because you couldn't at least call and said, hey, I'm leaving this bus right here at this time. Could y'all, look, I'm watching them from afar, but could you come get them? I don't know.
Yeah, I just look at, I'm a worst case scenario type person, because I done seen some stuff or whatever. So, you know, that, and everybody gonna have one way or the other. But I just look, them kids get on your damn nerves. Your last one, your kids get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. You that's listening right now, you be wanting to abandon your kids too.
Somebody looking at their kids right now, like,
right, they looking at them right now, like,
turn that up.
Yeah, so you know, wherever you stand on it, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee, St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Do you know I got, you know, a soft spot for our homeless brothers and sisters, or our unhoused brothers and sisters, mm-hmm, I rather say. And it's like, you know, I some people just feel like they're above them. I feel like sometimes in the way that they're treated and the way that they're talked about, and then sometimes in the media as well.
Yeah.
And you can see it in policy with politics, how they're treated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But trash and debris, they're covering areas where homeless encampments once stood before the city dismantled them. Now, with neighborhoods of homes and cars sitting nearby,
Kansas City, Missouri officials say that they're working to clean up the camps as part of their efforts to address homelessness. And everybody doesn't feel like maybe they have the best initiative for this.
This is not right. Last couple of months, even before the new year, encampments have been becoming decommissioned and dismantled for the reasons of the public safety.
Getting rid of everybody and turning down their equipment, it causes more of a problem because all they're going to do is move to a different spot, be more trash, more issues, you know, same level of crime, same level, you know, it's not going to solve anything. They come with the KCPD or sometimes Jackson County Sheriff's Department, a lot of city workers, and you got to go.
So over the past month, city officials, they've been trying to tackle homeless encampments one at a time, partly under their Zero Casey initiative. And that plan is to end homelessness in the city. Now, as part of that effort, the city provides social services and helps connect people to find housing. But this, I don't like the homeless encampments, how they look. I don't like it either. But damn it, it's how they have to survive.
Yeah. And like it was mentioned, there's a want for the city to provide more help for those forced to relocate. Because that's the important piece is, you know, if someone had an opportunity, you connecting them and handing them a pamphlet with no resources.
Yeah, man, it's like you're taking away their survival tools. But it's like we're not giving them anything to
survive on.
And I think that's where the city could do better. That's where society could do better. Because, dog, look at where we at. Mm-hmm. With the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, the middle class shrinking or whatever. So it's becoming extremes on both ends. Well, it just feels like there's more people in despair now than I've seen maybe in my lifetime. Mm. But I don't know. We need to find some answers, and this is certainly something that we can bring to Mayor Lucas's attention next Monday.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show, and when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Okay, so that song, Love You Better by LL Cool J, came out fall 2002.
Okay.
August, September, sometime around then, and I used to drive to school listening to Julie. Mm. On this station.
Got you.
So, yeah, Julie. And then Julie used to have a segment called It's Like That. It was like her TMG.
Mm.
You know, so, okay. Yeah, man, shout out to
Auntie Julie Jones.
We love you, Julie. We miss you. I got some nice seasoned Doritos right here waiting on you.
How you doing?
She gonna pop up behind you. You see it three times.
Yikes. Hey, man, shout out to all the cousins tapping that app on Hot 103 Jams and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, especially y'all driving to work for the first time this week. We love and appreciate you so much, man, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins that's also been on the Hustle and Shine text line. A good morning was sent over, and a happy Taco Tuesday from Rich Harris, Coach Rich Harris, that is, and his Kansas City Rattlers basketball team. They 3-0 too.
Yes, sir.
So major shout out to them.
Pick and roll.
Yeah. Right. And Coach Smith. Box out. And then shout out to Sanaya and Zane. Mama said, love you. Good morning, sent over. And that was from Anastasia Jackson, who was in the hospital recently.
Oh,
so
no.
We definitely want to send you some love, cousin, that you, all the things that you have going on. I know you mentioned lupus too, and Brian and I
definitely connect
with that because we have some loved ones that deal with that as well, including my mother. So big love to you, Anastasia. Also, shout out to Lexi, and she dropped her motivational minute on her Be Shine and saying, remember, never let anything or anyone dim your shine.
I know that's right. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, baby.
Shout out to Chase, Khalise, and Jessica Kirkwood from Chef Taco, Waltia, JJ, Nadia, Kaysen, and Naya, and a happy birthday to Janice Brown, and a happy Taco Tuesday. Shout out to cousins that was sent from Stacey Davis, Avon, Leon, Armani. That was from your mom and brothers. And last but not least, big shout out to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you, family.
I want some hood tacos right now. That's what I want. That'd
be fine. Mm. Yeah.
Shut up, Ryan!
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:27 on your time, high of 44. Currently, it is 19, clear skies. in Raytown. Singer Mary J. Blige speaks to people and fans saying that they miss the old sad Mary.
People can only relate to you from where they are.
Indeed.
So no disrespect. Anybody that like, I like sad Mary, I like confused Mary, I like mad Mary. I get it because that's where you are and that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't be that for you. So like Jay-Z said, you don't want my old music, go buy my old album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he meant any disrespect by that. He just meant I'm not in that frame of mind no more.
That's real.
That is hella real. I think people lose track of that too. And like, that's how artists grow, evolve. And they're human beings at the same time. They're they're not manufactured in a plant to where you can go back to the old settings and be like, ooh, I want that again, or I want
Nah,
they not feeling that no more. That's not in their soul, in their spirit.
Right. Y'all better rerun Be Without You and call it a day. That's all it, that all that needs to be said.
It's a jam, by the way. I don't care how sad it is. This is actually an uplifting song. It's not really sad. It has a sad, like, context, I guess. But to me, this song, my life is about upliftment. Looking towards God.
Yeah, let's do that. I like that spin. Speaking about God,
that's
gospel rapper Lecrae weighs in on the outrage surrounding comedian Drewski's mega church parody.
It's an easy target. There's a lot of churches out there with these blind spots. There's wolves in the pulpits. There's theatrics for attention and money and influence, and leaders are manipulating God's name for gain. So when a comedian is shining a light on it, he's not inventing something out of thin air. He's actually reflecting what people have already seen.
He ain't lying.
I'm with him when he right. Like, there was a pastor not that long ago that went viral for flying in the air.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that I understand people have their relationship with their congregation. And it is good when pastors get creative and find ways to bring in your attention, because it's no different than a teacher. You don't want the boring curriculum. You need something that keeps you engaged. So I get it. But at the same time,
some of them people been taking advantage of some people.
Exactly.
And they gonna feel how they feel about it. So, you just got to know that no man is above God, and that we all got our flaws. No matter, the important thing is your relationship with God.
Hello.
Not, you know, the pastor and what.
Right.
Yes, of course, they are a vessel towards you.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, they going in. And you going to have to pray to your God and who you believe in.
Yep. That's the end on that. Drop the mic on that.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Big shout out real quick to Miss Cindy. Shout out to her organization, Creative Imaginations, and all the other cousins that still hit that hustle and shine text line.
Hi, Miss Cindy.
There you go.
Just put a little, you know.
Put a little something on it.
Yeah.
The Be Shining edition, not addition, but a little twist.
Speaking of putting a little something on something, Bernice King. The daughter of the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She had time yesterday, D, on her Father's Day to address a couple things that's been going on in this society. We're going to let Bernice King take us to break.
We must also confront the killing of truth. The recent claim by President Trump that the 1964 Civil Rights Act harmed white Americans is just wrong. And it's dangerous. It rewrites history in a way that fuels fear and resentment. My fathers and so many leaders of the movement, Fred Shuttlesworth, Diane Nash, John Lewis, I can call the roll, but I won't do it today, did not risk their lives to divide this nation. They did so because America was denying millions basic rights, the right to work, the right to vote, to live where they please, to move through society with dignity. The Civil Rights Act did not give black people special treatment. It made discrimination illegal. The same discrimination you're trying to turn around and use. It required the law to protect everyone equally. That is democracy. So to my white brothers and sisters, the Civil Rights Act was never meant to harm you. It was meant to heal a nation broken by injustice. Fairness does not steal from you. Justice strengthens us all. And so we must not fall for the politics of fear, the lie that we must choose between one another to thrive. America is stronger when more people are included, when we are united in respect and love, not when we retreat in fear. The beloved community is not built by blaming one another. It's built by protecting the dignity of everyone. On this King holiday, we are not going backwards.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to toss it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What's happening?
Today, we're going to be talking about the basics of a medical malpractice case. These are calls that I get pretty regularly. As you know, I answer the phones. When you first call in, I'm the first voice you talk to. And a lot of people have questions about this basic process. So first of all, a malpractice case is when medical care has fell below the legal standard of care for a healthcare professional, and that failure has caused an injury. You are going to want to focus on a few things. One, is there actually an injury? Some people say, you know what? I feel like the doctor messed up, but I'm perfectly healthy. I have no issues. I didn't incur any additional medical expenses. That doesn't seem like a good case to me. But you can still call and we'll talk about it. The second thing that I ask people to look at is this informed consent. So if there was an injury, did you have informed consent, which means shared decision-making? Did your doctor go over the risks, the alternatives, and what are the possible side effects of the treatment that you are seeking? That is super important because you have to have informed consent with medical decisions so that you can say, you know what, maybe I don't want to get that surgery because it's too risky. So you want to make sure that you're always talking to the doctor, not just the nurse, but if you've got questions, you have a right to talk to the doctor. That's super important. Now, if you are having an issue with a known risk, so say that you had laser hair treatment and you had a burn, that's going to be a little bit more of a complicated case. That's why it's super important for you to talk to an attorney. Third, get your medical records. Get your own copy of medical records from the hospital as soon as something happens, because you don't want a situation where the medical record may be amended for some reason. Some things are not the same in the medical records that your attorney requests. And the last thing, even before you seek an attorney, if something is wrong, always get a second opinion. I have talked to so many people that felt bullied into a medical decision and they did not get a secondary opinion and it was messed up, okay? So they ended up messed up because they went with the first doctor and did not seek a second opinion. And so that's super important. Again, if you have medical malpractice questions, personal injury questions, or you just have a question and you don't know what to do about a legal situation, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com. And you can find me on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. I love changing the atmosphere. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
So the area around 35th and Prospect, 31st and Prospect, around there, that's about to become a food desert, D. Of course, there's the Aldi down the street on 39th and Prospect. And, you know, maybe a Constantino's downtown, right. Maybe the Sunfresh on Blue Parkway, the Sunfresh over in Westport. Yep. But some of those areas, like, well, plain and simple, some people from the east side don't go to some of them stores.
Yeah.
People from the east side are not going to Constantino's like that. People from the east side ain't really going to the Sunfresh over in Westport like that. Some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. What I'm trying to say is there was a store needed right there on 31st and Prospect. As we know, the Sunfresh that was previously there had a lot of issues going on. But now, leaders in Kansas City announced Friday that a new operator of that store on 31st and Prospect in the Linwood Shopping Center, they are called United Market KC, and they will operate that joint. And the agreement requires the approval of the KC Mo City Council, which could come as soon as February. And if all goes well, the new operator could open a store by mid-April And, you know, it was a long discussion. Again, the $15 million Eastside revitalization effort, and those efforts have been called out. It's had several hurdles. It's had several issues. There was prostitution going around that store. There was drug selling, drug using going around the store.
A lot of activity.
Theft,
yeah.
Just a bunch of stuff. So I just feel like if you provide the correct parameters, whether that be security, whether that be police presence, whether that be whatever theft deterrent that you have, if you provide that there, I believe that something can thrive. Whatever grocery store it is.
Setting it up for success, ultimately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, D. Don't put out something, and I'm not saying that they are, but I'm just saying don't put out a plan or a store without a plan is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Without the parameters that have it be successful, like you just said.
Yeah.
So setting it up for success is, to me, the biggest thing with this. So happy that there is a store coming, hopefully, right there on 31st and Prospect.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 43. Currently, it is 21 down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Remember that hit song called Too Close by Nex? Well, RL from the group Nex speaks on not actually wanting this song to originally even come out.
I didn't want Too Close to come out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Just being young and just being audacious, finding creative ways to be respectfully disrespectful. I like the mid-tempo, slow R&B. The only time you heard an up-tempo was had a rapper coming on, and we didn't have that. Clive called me in the office. I was like, yes, sir. And next thing you knew, everybody was coming to me to write them a Too Close.
Now, this song, I always tell you, is one of the examples I use when people are like, man, music is just a little raunchy. It's, oh my God, they said this. And I'm like, the whole song.
It's different. No, it's different.
It can be
though.
Different, but you can't act like this song is not outrageous.
But you're singing it. But it's hidden, though.
You're making it hard for me?
It's hidden. I didn't.
How is that?
Because
kids,
I didn't.
Kids, we don't know.
Because people like me, this song came out when I was 12. I didn't know what that song meant until 30. I didn't know what it meant until I was 31. But that's what I'm saying. Now we got WAP. Come on, that's a big difference, bro. You cannot equate the two, D. You can't do it.
All I'm saying is let's not act like songs like this
don't
exist. But we
can act it, though, because
why?
Because
you could just say it's leveled up. I agree with that.
The lyrics, that's the point, D. That's the point that we've been trying to say to you.
Leveled up. It didn't mean that we just invented it now. That's all I'm saying.
In the 90s, you had to write songs a certain way because people didn't understand how people really felt about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now we know how people feel because people type it out all the time, every day.
Cousins text us now.
And now things are more accepting. It is.
4103. I want to know y'all.
And you're right. This song
is... That song is crazy. Let's be honest. I'm not saying music now is not crazy. All I'm saying is that was outrageous.
But do you understand that... It's carefully written to where it's tongue-in-cheek. There's no tongue-in-cheek now, bro. It's all out. Pandora's box is open.
I think
and now everybody's busting it open on R&B songs and everything, blurting everything out.
I can agree with that part, but I can't agree that this song is not clear as day what it is. As a kid, you shouldn't.
As an innocent kid,
you shouldn't know what this is. You know how many songs I sang when I was a kid that I didn't realize were inappropriate? We in a bed like, ooh, that wasn't too crazy, but that still is... Yes, maybe carefully written, but it still is point blank, period, staring you at the face, telling you what we doing in the bed, like, ooh, like what?
Time to get it up and make it happen.
So that's what I'm saying. As a kid, you might just not know, but when you get a little older, you'd be like, oh, we sang that? If we can get it out. At the lunch table in school, oops, my bad.
And it's juicy.
Yeah, that song is it.
I forgot I had that.
Now you're gonna be playing that all week long.
Now that's good eating right there.
I'm trying to see if any of the cousins even tapped in on the line.
Ooh-wee.
They tapping in yet?
Yeah. Slowly but surely. Other news, boxer Gervonta Davis has a lot of problems on his hand. He's been stripped of his WBA lightweight title and placed in champion recess status. And that was following the issuance of an arrest warrant by the Miami the police department related to his latest domestic violence charge. Now, if you've heard plenty of things of him in the headline, this is not the first time he's had the domestic violence altercations. So, there's that. That's the morning gossip. Actually, hold on. We got the kids. We got our cousins tapping in real quick.
Oh.
We just mentioned this real quick. Somebody said it was much more subtle back in the day.
Yes.
Another one of our cousins from the 816 said it's definitely different now. There's no hidden messages. It's all open, just like SWV downtown.
Yep. A great example.
Yeah, in a sense.
That's
and
my
then
song
one of our kids said, one of our cousins, I'm reading it, and from the A16 said, as a kid, I didn't know what a lot of songs meant, and my pops would tell me to stop singing lyrics when I don't understand what I'm saying. I didn't know the question, but I heard this. So, shout out to you, cousin. We appreciate you for tapping in.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those intelligent, independent, and those reserve Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to DJ and personality, DJ Self. Happy birthday to actress and singer, Margaret Avery. Happy birthday to rapper, who is very controversial, Blueface. Another controversial individual. Happy birthday to Stacey Dash. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to rapper and actor who played as Unique on 50 Cent's hit show, Raising Kanan. Happy birthday to Joey Badass.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, CeCe, Arthur Mobley III, and Matt Drone. Plus, sending birthday love to Melissa Marshall, Alba Basil, and everybody else born on January 20th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Tyrone.
What's going on, Tyrone? What you got going on?
On my way to work.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Take a peek down. What that check engine light looking like?
Oh, man, it's good.
Okay.
Oh,
good. Great. No temp tags either.
No temp tags, bro.
All right.
Make sure they're not flying in the wind when you're driving to Kansas, by the way.
Come on, man.
All right, cousin. We got an Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet we want to hook you up with. But in order to get it, you got to sing these lyrics and you got to do it with some passion. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Boy, I don't want to leave you, so I'll stay for a little while. But we play by my rules, because me and Lou's just ain't my style. No, 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 no.
Girl, you know I wanna stay.
Oh, damn.
So we can play this little game we play. You go high and I'll play.
Oh.
Let me be the one to make you.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
No, that's okay. All right. I had to pump fake real quick. All right, Tyrone, you did that. I thought you was going to have to phone a friend and call somebody.
Nah, I'm old school.
Yeah, okay. He had too many words in one of them.
Dang. You did gentrify a line or so, but it's all good. You get that Amazon Fire HD tablet, by the way, cousin.
Oh, that's good, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Tyrone, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.